Hi, Steve. Do you have a question for Dr. D?
Yeah. Oh, great. So these tests that you're talking about, the one that you just now mentioned, the cheaper one that does the, where can a person get these? And then also the best things to do to get rid of mold. I know chlorine was the old way. Do you have any other suggestions? I'm about to go after some stuff in my basement.
Yeah, so my suggestion is that you don't go after it. So
somebody
I'll give you,
has to go after it. Hire somebody. I got to go after it.
Yeah, so this is what we deal with every day. And one of the reasons people don't do my job is it's an absolute grind. You are trying to get them referrals for people who know how to do this work. You're trying to educate the patient so that they can maybe save a buck and do as much as possible. The ERMI hurts me is a starting point, and this is what the ERMI hurts me tells you. Are the levels of that water-damaged building safe for that patient? Can they coexist in that home if they're HLA positive without getting tripped into chronic inflammatory responses? That's number one. The second thing it tells you is there water damage building molds there? It doesn't tell you where the mold is. It doesn't tell you what the source is. So our flow is we have them do an ERMI Hurts Me, which a patient can do with a Swiffer cloth, comes with instructions. We tell people if you have a basement, do one separate for the basement, do one for the rest of the house. You get about 1,400 to 2,000 square feet off one Swiffer. So, you know, once in a while we'll get an affluent patient with a 7,000 square foot house. They can afford 3-4 Hurts Me. So usually the larger the home, the more resources people have to do it right. But you want to test right. If I had a hot Hurts Me at that point, I am making a referral for a home inspector to come and use all the other tools of creating the closest we can get to x-ray vision. And that's going to be air sampling. That's going to be moisture meters. That's going to be visual inspection. That's going to be sometimes ripping a little bit out and seeing what's going on. And I highly recommend that. We have the top three worst homes that I've ever seen dealt with, me, the Dorninger family. And it was radically expensive. And if I could do it all over again, I would have done the ERMI Hurts Me, gotten a visual inspection, and come up with a game plan to do it right. And after that person, what a good inspector should provide is they should track down water sources. And it's crazy of what that could be. You might need to put French drains around your house because whenever you get a big rain, water just sits against concrete walls in the basement, and concrete is porous. It's a sponge, so it just sucks the moisture right in. Sometimes it's a window well leak. Sometimes it's a roof leak. We've had people sit in bathtubs that broke on them, and 40 gallons of water spill from the second floor to the first floor.
Wow.
Just wild stuff. So the thing after that is then going for a proper mitigator. And what you do with water damage is it's like a skin cancer. You have to cut it out past its borders under negative pressure containment. So you want to have a professional or really be well studied. And it's maybe once in a while I get like a hyper gifted engineer who comes into my office and they're fully dedicated to read up on this. But you have to get an air scrubber that's pulling air into the area you're trying to rip out, rip that out, get it out the door or a window, because mold is a dandelion. So if you just start ripping stuff out without plastic wall containment, you're just going to contaminate
your whole house.
You're spreading it. And then go 1 to 2 feet past the water damage. And then you're ready, if it's dried out, to build back, you know, and that should be done by a professional. We like Ecotrek, ECOTREK, Phillips there in Boulder, his brother Kevin's in Steamboat. They're one of, I'm sure, a handful of companies on the Front Range that understand doing it right the first time always saves money.
Yeah.
And their bids come in $1,000 to $2,000 more than the previous guy. Patients who go with the previous guy, they're going to have higher secondary bills. They're going to have people show up late for the job, not do the job. And it's a real problem. Why we don't use bleach. Bleach will kill mold spores, and it will create cell fragments. You'll destroy the spore and create cell fragments called beta-glucans that are even more inflammatory.
Oh, my goodness.
To these patients. Shoemaker estimates beta-glucans are 1,000 times more immune stimulating than the mold spore itself. So and this happened a lot post-Boulder flood. We had McGuckin's well-intentioned putting out
right.
stacks and stacks of Clorox in their parking lot. You had hubbies come in, just, I'll get it, honey. You know, I'm going to take out that mold. And they right. just went and bleached the heck out of everything. And everyone got sicker.
Ah, you know? Because what you're doing is you're blowing up those mold spores.
You're blowing up those mold spores.
And the sum of their parts is worse than them as a whole.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right. And if you did that in containment, you know, you can yeah. make a case that, okay, I'm going to do this in containment, and then I'm going to double HEPA vacuum, triple HEPA vacuum, and then damp cloth. And again, I'm not the mitigator, but this is, you know, right. talking about how to do this right. But if you just wipe mold off of a 2x4, there is still mold on that 2x4. It has penetrated the wood. So you have to sand into the penetrating mold
right.
under containment with an air scrubber.
Right.
And then have what we call tertiary cleaning, which is where you clean this whole mess up. So now you're starting to see what an average day of my clinic is like, where, you know, someone has seen 17 doctors, they get to you, and on top of all the labs they had to do and the cost of the doctor, they have a $5,000 job in their basement to
yeah.
clean up. If
yeah.
they want to get better.
Right.
But the good thing about our clinic is we're straightforward about it. You're not going to get better if you have diagnosed chronic inflammatory response syndrome and you're still in water damage building exposure. So I really don't say this is a do-it-yourself situation. This is building decks, you know, cool. You know, even installing your own windows and stuff like that, cool. Mold mitigation, start with a Hertz Me Irmi. If it's looking hot, get an inspector's eyes in there to track the water damage source and then mitigate properly, tertiary clean.
Steve, I want to thank you for calling. We did lose you.